So at this time, it is preaching time. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And I know we're going to be blessed because we have a man of God who always has a word of God. Amen. So if you would stand to your feet, I want you to welcome this morning our own Reverend Andre Drumgoole. Amen.
All right. Yeah, it's always a privilege, like I always say, but there's some things going on in here today. And the thing about it is I like it. You know, I like it. There's some things going on. There's some things, there's some chains being broken. See, a lot of people will sit back and they don't know what's going on because they've never been that close to the fire. See, yeah, what purify gold? Fire. You see what I'm saying? Some people need to just touch their neighbor and just get a little bit rubbed off on them. You know, hey, in the Bible, it was a man that was talking, and he couldn't help it. He said, like, fire shut up in his bone. Yeah, it was some things going on. You see what I'm saying? Because some people can't help it. Them the type of people that I like around me. I need a praiser around me because sometimes as a human being, I just don't feel like it. Yeah, but it was somebody that stepped in and said, I got you. You see what I'm saying? I don't know what you women had going on today, but I like it. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, can we have a women's day next time again? Yeah, we need another one because these women fired up, man. We're gonna have to get on board. Yeah, we're gonna have to get on board. Y'all set the bar. Yeah, it's a bar, it's a standard. We got a standard now, Jermaine. Yeah, there's some things that need to be. These women say they want to break down walls. Yeah, for their husbands. They want to break down walls to get them out of situations. These women, they got something going on. Yeah, these women, and I like it. Yeah, and I like it. Yeah, God is good. And it's always, Pastor say that's a sermon right there. But I tell you what, if y'all don't say amen, we're going to be here to the musical. So, you know, with that being said, I know we short on time, but I'm going to give you what God gave me. And it's always an honor to be here. Y'all can sit down. We're going to hit this real fast and go eat and come on back. So I ain't going to keep you here long. Yeah, y'all can sit down. I say there's some thing going on, man. In the midst of the fire, it's fire. That's what that brings me to my point. I'm going to make this fast. I like that the women on fire. I like the, man, my uncle here. Uncle ain't been to church. When was that time, huh? Oh, hey, uncle up in here. Yeah, all the way from Dallas. You from Dallas, too? What part of Dallas? Grand Prairie. Oh, that's the suburb. That's the suburb. We let you make it, though. We let you make it. You good, man. I'm messing with you, man. You good. But I thank God, and I want to give honor to God, the pastor, all the ministers and everybody, and my wife sitting over there like it's cold. You cold? You cold, baby? Okay. Yeah. I was trying to flip that. I've been around these old school preachers a long time. I was trying to flip that to get a brownie point. You know, I was trying to flip that, and then I lost my train of thought. Now I got to wheel it back on in. I'm going to have to make up for that in the car. You know? Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'll bounce back. I'll bounce back, baby. But I just want to thank God for being here, and opportunities like this don't come all the time. You know, and when God gives you an opportunity, you take it. Yeah, because you never know. It might be your last time. You know, and you want to do what God wants you to do because there's going to be people around you to mold you and help you out in order for you to fulfill what it is that he has for you to do. And that's called being close to the fire. You know, each and every one of these ministers up here, I learn from them. You know, I learn from all of them. They older. I ain't going to say y'all old, but they're a lot older than me. They're a lot older than me. But he look like a young, I might be older than you.
You are.
Okay. Well, I got me somebody, you know. I got me somebody. I'm not going to ask you to stand unless you can stand, but I'm going to be bouncing around, you know, and I want to talk about the fire. All right. So it was fitting today. All right. There's going to be three things that I'm going to talk about. Uh-huh. It's going to the fire, through the fire, and the revelation. Right. Yeah, I'm going to hit these 3 points, and we're going to go get some chicken. Right. We're going to get some chicken. I'm reading out of, I'm trying to preach, don't have me. Yeah, we're going to hit these points from the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. I'm going to bounce around a little bit, and I'm going to hit these points and get out the way. Right. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. Chapter 3, I'm going to start from 1, and I'm going to jump around a little bit so we can hit these points. Everybody there? All right. And it reads, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent and to gather together the princes, governors, and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image with which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Mm-hmm. All right. And then I'm going to go down. In verse 5, mm-hmm. It says, that at when what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, y'all fall down and worship the gold image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso fall it not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning furnace. Yes. Now I'm going to go to verse 12. So verse 11, excuse me. And whoso fall it not down and worship, that he shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. He said, we are not careful to answer thee. And then when I read that this morning, I was like, them boys, they some soldiers. Yeah, I just thought that was a footnote. If it be so, our God who we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed. I'm going to stop right there. I want to talk about going to the fire, through the fire, and the revelation. Right. You may be seated. Amen, amen. And I was reading this, and then I was like, well, okay, it's a lot of rich history here. Yeah. First of all, the Bible is not a book of suggestions. Yeah, we have to understand that first. We got to understand that though it has rich history, it's facts. It's all facts. People will tell you that it don't correlate together. The scriptures is doctrinally, you know, them big words they use, that it's all wrong. Because I give y'all a big word every time I was working on it, but it slipped my mind. But yeah, but they say the Bible, in the Bible, it's a lot of mistakes in the Bible. They say it was allegories. Allegories, that was the word I was looking for. Yeah, it was allegories. It's things in the Bible that don't match. But every single word of this Bible, it goes together. It all coincides. One thing is going to lay after another. And that brings us to the scripture. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they was going through some things because the kings set them over. They were just shepherd boys at one point, and the king set them over the province. He set them over a lot of the magistrates and things like that. That's like, even in today's time, people will give you a title just to control you. Yeah. Yeah, they'll give you a title just to control you. And then a person to get so caught up into that title to where they negate the whole assignment. You so caught up in the title and the things that they call you and the things that the world has given you that you forget your original assignment. Yeah. But there was some things going on in this particular time with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because the king had a lot of influence. He was running the whole show. And he made an image. He took his time. He made an image. He said, I'm going to create a god for myself. And whoever don't worship him, you know, and the boys, they heard all of this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they heard all this. And he began to make the image. The people made the image. And he said, I'm going to call everybody. The people that you cool with. Yeah, I'm going to call Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, the police, the sheriff, and everybody else who, you know, and it was the people that they dealt with because Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they had became officials. It talks about that if you read before the scripture. They was officials. So therefore, they was cool with these people. You see what I'm saying? So they give them a title, and they let them mingle. Sometimes we rubbing shoulders with the wrong people based on our title. Yeah, y'all don't want to hear that. See, it was a time in my life where I had to let some people go. I didn't even want to. Yeah, because they called me this. I began to answer to that. And then I began to act like that. You know? And then when I began to act like that, the consequences came. You see what I'm saying? And God had, he had already set it up, though. See, sometimes we'll get to the fire. This is to the fire. When you get to the fire, see, God want to change some things based on the people that we hang around. Some of the things that when we walk into the fire, we don't even know we holding. You see what I'm saying? We begin to give God all the baggage, and we say, I'm giving it to God. I'm giving them the suitcases, but we don't want to give them what's in our pockets. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's where we hiding the things. Yeah, that's where we begin to hide things. See, we give them the big stuff. You see what I'm saying? But then the little stuff, it will turn into big stuff. You see what I'm saying? So in the midst of the fire, before we even get to the fire, it's going to be signs. Yeah, it's always a sign. I remember I was in penitentiary, and I was going to church, and the man told me, he said, if any preachers in here, I want you to stand up. A friend of mine, he looked at me, he said, stand up, stand up. I say, nah, I'm just a drummer, man. I ain't finna sit there and say I'm no preacher. He say, yeah, yeah. And at the time, I didn't even know that God was setting me up for something in my life that I didn't even know. I didn't even know. And check this out, to prove it, this is what happened. He say, man, either you're going to gangbang or you're going to play the drums. You're going to be in church. You can't do both. What you going to do? I say, man, I'm going to come to church. I say, I'm going to come to church. He say, that ain't what I asked you. Then they start letting me come up there and do an inspiration. Yeah, I did an inspiration. Then they like, an inspiration is not really preaching. It's like an exhortation. They had to show me that because it's orders. It's baby steps. So then they got me back up there. Then next thing you know, the police turn around. They say, her name was Officer Jackson. She say, she called on the radio. She say, Captain, drum goo, he in church. They came and took me out of church in handcuffs. Yeah, I say, well, I wonder what this is about. You know, I didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't even know. So it's things that was getting me ready to walk through the fire. You see what I'm saying? There was things going on. So then they told me, called me in there. All the guards came and looked at me. They say, we don't want you in that chapel no more. Out of all the places to not want me, when I was in the alley fighting, they was like, hurry up and go that way. They wasn't even worried about me. Yeah. Once I got in church, I started going to church, and I got to reading and everything like that. And I'm like, well, why do they not want me in the chapel? So I go to the chapel again. They come in there. The guards come in there, pull me out in handcuffs. And I'm sitting there looking. I'm like, well, Lord, what is it that they doing? I say, well, when I was gangbanging and running around and ripping and running and doing my thing, I was bold about that. I say, well, I'm going to the chapel again. Yeah, I go to the chapel again. The third time. Yeah, they put me in handcuffs. Yeah, and then I sit back and I think about it. Why? Why? Because the devil know. See, yeah, the devil, he know. Yeah, he know that once God got something for you, nobody can take it away. See, you can walk towards the fire. You can walk towards the fire. You know, if you go back into the scripture, it talks about it, say, his vision changed. Yeah, his vision changed. The king was so mad that he didn't look at them the same no more. See, it was some thing happening, and when his vision changed, that means and people you hang with, once you get to serving God and you doing what you're supposed to do, you got to cut a day, vision is going to change. Yeah, it's some things that they not going to like about you no more. And you, it don't matter, some things that they not going to even deal with based on you. You see what I'm saying? Once you get around the people, yeah, that vision changed towards you. Yeah, like he said, that's good. That's not a bad thing. It's bad for them. Because some people don't understand that the anointing that's on you is going to draw people to hate on you. See, people be, you so concerned about who hating on you and who telling this about yourself. Because when they vision change, ain't no telling what they say. And if they talk about Jesus, I know I ain't got no win. See, they going to say some things about you when they vision change. That means the perception of you is not there no more that they seen at first. So them changes going to be subtle when you walk into the fire. See, God is going to change you. He's going to prepare you to walk to the fire. And you ain't in there yet, because once you do and you get saved, you turn your life around and you get close to the fire, next thing you know, it get harder. Uh-huh. Yeah, he didn't say it wouldn't get hard. See, and that's what the thing is. Some of us, we are conformed to the title to the point to where once we get to the lip of the fire, we won't even step no more because we scared. We don't want to lose people. We don't want to unpack what it is that held us down. We want to stay in the same situation because that's the situation we used to. Yeah, a lot of us, they don't want the breakthrough because they used to being in this situation. But it takes you to walk through the fire in order to receive that breakthrough. Yeah, I asked you earlier, how is gold purified? Huh? How is it purified? It's only one way to purify gold, and that's if you heat it up. Yeah. Sometimes in life, we got to get heated up. Yeah, we have to get heated up because we put ourselves in a situation that we used to, and we don't progress because we scared to be heated up. But God, he has a furnace, you know, for his people. He has a furnace for his people, because once you come out of that fire, you're going to be polished. Yeah. Then the king told him, after he saw him different, he told him, heat it up 7 times more. Yeah, he was mad. Yeah, he was upset. Now, how many times have somebody been mad at your anointing? And the cold thing about it, it ain't got nothing to do with you. You would walk around thinking, based on the title that they gave you, you know, the title that they give you, they could take it back, but what God called you, can't nobody take it away. Yeah, see, God will call you. He'll handpick you by name. Yeah, he'll call you. He'll put you in a situation that you don't even understand, and then they ain't going to like you more, and I like it. Yeah, that's my word for the day, and I like it. Yeah, I do, because at the end of the day, what God got for me, because I trust him. You see what I'm saying? I trust him. He's a comforter when I need a comforter. You know, it's been times I sat there and couldn't get nobody on the phone, but God is a comforter. Yeah, he don't never even go to sleep. Yeah, they say his credit is good. Well, he don't even need credit. He God. He God. But once he say heat it up 7 times. Yeah, 7 times. And then they had people around him. It was people around him. He told them, he say, these the guards. Y'all go over there and y'all make sure that they don't go nowhere. Yeah. See, it's some people that's in your life that's trying to make sure you don't go nowhere. Yeah. They trying to make sure you don't go nowhere. They only job, they had one job. One job. To make sure that these guys, these captives, don't escape this punishment. Yeah. It's people, spiritually, I always tell y'all, that are assigned to you. Yeah, straight from the pits of hell, that's designated to make sure you don't go nowhere. Yeah. And once you allow that to happen, ain't no progress. See, the devil, they don't want you to think that the devil exists. They say, well, look at the times is changed. We know that. We read the Bible. Yeah, we know that. The Bible say don't lose heart. Yeah, we know that the seasons is we know that is exactly what the Bible said. Yeah, so we not worried. You worried about that, Pastor? He ain't worried about that. You? Yeah, we know what's going on. There's some people that don't even know what's going on, and they running scared, but there's demons. Hey, I'm telling you, there are demons. There are spiritual principalities and things that's trying to stop you from going anywhere. Yeah, the title that the world gave you, a lot of times we try to hold on to that. We try to hold on to that image. But when you walk through the fire, at this particular time, it's hot. Now, the people, the guards that were standing there, he made it 7 times hotter. The people that was there to hold him captive, yeah, God made, he burned them up too. You see what I'm saying? So it's people in your life that you holding on to that God's, he gonna get them out of there. They would no longer be able to hold you captive. You see what I'm saying? But the only way they was there, they made it to the fire. By this time, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they was humans. They was humans, so they made it 7 times hotter. He looked at the fire, but he didn't waver. You see what I'm saying? He didn't even waver. The king, he was upset. It was some things going on in their mind like it would go on in any of our minds. But he told them, he said, King, we ain't bowing down. He said, maybe God will deliver me. He said, maybe not. He said, but we not bowing down. You know what I'm saying? And he had that no matter what situation. See, we have to have that no matter what. See, sometimes we go through things, but we don't have that no matter what. We can walk to the lip of the fire and see it being somebody else being consumed, and we don't say no matter what. Even though the fire was seven times hotter, it consumed them, them boys didn't waver. Sometimes we have to get that no matter what attitude to where we're not going to waver. See, it's a time to stop wavering right now. It's time to be for real about it. Because once you get to the fire, what you going to do, turn around? Or you going to waver? You see, that's why I'm to the point of where I say through the fire now. Yeah, through the fire. So they turn around. And boy, I got in the fire, and the king, he looked at him. They say he was perplexed. He say, did we not throw three men in the fire? Yeah, that was exactly what he said. He said, didn't we not throw three men in the fire? He knew exactly what was in the fire. Yeah, he say, but I see a fourth one. Yeah, he say, hey, he say, I see a fourth one. He say, and he looked like the Son of Man. Yeah, he say, I threw a fourth one. So once we in the fire, because God going to bring you to where he wants you to be. But once you in the fire, he's a comforter. That's why he say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd is the God. Yeah, he making me lie down because he's a comforter. And green pastor because he's a provider. He restored my soul, so he restorer. Yeah, he's a redeemer. He's the Son of Man. He said, I see a fourth man. Yeah, I see a fourth man. So these guys, they knew in the midst of what they were going through. He said, no matter what, it was a fourth man. Yeah, he said, put me in, coach. It was a whole nother man in there. And when he came back, if you read the scripture further down, it say that he say, your God is really truly the God. He say, man, we better not catch y'all talking about it. He said, he made a decree. If y'all say anything towards God again. You see what I'm saying? Because God is going to bring you from glory to glory. And I guarantee you, no matter how it look, no matter what you think, no matter what, you got to get outside of yourself to understand. See, it might be a fire in front of you. You know what I mean? It might be men in camp beside you trying to hold you down. But God will consume your enemy. And then don't just rejoice in that. Rejoice in the fact that there's progress. Yeah. He say, you be good to your enemy, you heap coal on his head. Yeah, I'd rather you get cold on your head than me do something to you. I ain't going back to jail. Yeah, I'd rather that. Yeah, I'm going to do just what it say. I'm going to respect you, speak to you. I ain't got to deal with you, but I can respect you, speak to you. That between you and God, I ain't going back. You know? Yeah, but in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the storm, it's things in life that we all going to go through. It's things in life that God is going to take us to where we look at it, and on the outside, it look like we can't conquer that situation. But God is working the work in you that can't nobody even compare to. See, you can't look for the title and forget the assignment. That's one thing that we can't do. Don't let the world tell you, oh, you are this. You what God say you are. You who God say you are. No matter what the situation, you can't run from it. You're going to come back to it. You're going to come back to it. Either that or die. Yeah, either that or die. That's why they say no matter what. See, this relationship that we have with God is not optional. You see what I'm saying? We act like it's optional. God chose you. Yeah, he chose you for a purpose. You don't have an option. Yeah, you don't have an option. We go around thinking we have an option. Or like God is doing us a favor. You know what I mean? He chose me and he didn't even have to. Why? Yeah, why? There's a song, I love the song. It say, God, he say, Lord, whatever you doing in this season, he say, don't do it without me. The reason being because this season, it's a season to reap. Yeah, God, whatever you're doing, it don't matter what you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Yeah, God, when you passing out blessings in this season, don't do it without me. God, if I got to go through the fire and you're going to be with me, don't do it without me. God, whatever the situation is, when I say I'm tired, God, don't do it without me. Because I know one thing, that long as you got God on your side, you're going to win. See, we looking for other people. We looking for comfort when God say he's the comfort. We looking for our friends to fight for us when the Bible say, thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. Yeah, we looking for situation after situation instead of looking to God, who is the author and finisher of my faith. And this is what the Bible say. This was not what I'm not making it up. This is what the Bible say. See, when God talk, yeah, whatever you do, God, whether I gotta stand at the lip of the fire or be consumed by the flame, just don't do it without me. Don't do it without me, God.
Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. He is worthy to be praised. Did God use Reverend Drum Gould in a powerful way this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."